Brown. Charlie Brown is not in the studio. Aaron Conway is in the studio. Currently the director of the Morgan State University Choir and chairperson of the Fine and Performing Arts Department at Morgan State University, and has been there for 20 years when he was the principal accompanist and associate conductor. Now he's running the whole thing. And Eric, welcome back. Good to have you in the studio.
Hey, thank you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, Solstice, Hanukkah, whatever it is that we all do.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Yes.
So you've been well?
Been very well, thank you.
So is this the choir? Is this our choir?
Oh my, no.
Oh my, no.
This is Vince Guaraldi, the original, the originator, the soundtrack to Charlie Brown Christmas. Yes, this is one of my, the whole soundtrack is great. I'll tell you, I'm a career pianist. That's my profession, if you had to say first.
Right.
And I've evolved to this role of a conductor. But the beauty of the Vince Guaraldi Trio is the piano is so prominent, of course. Later on, we're going to hear Linus and Lucy, the tune that everyone
thinks
about. Yeah. But again, this is very nostalgic for me. And when I was in school, I remember, you know, of course, I played piano my whole life. And I'd play some of Charlie Brown Christmas, and I'd have all the girls around me.
There's a method to your madness.
Exactly.
Yeah. Should we hear a little bit of this? And
sure.
Let's hear some of this, some of Eric Conway's favorite.
You know, something beautiful about hearing children's voices. They weren't perfectly in tune, but that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Children just singing with their hearts. The piano not perfectly in tune, that they were just impromptu, just sing what was in their hearts. Christmas time is here.
That's a very special way to do it.
Yes.
Because you have to do something a little different when you're conducting your choir.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The piano has to be in tune, the choir has to be right.
It better be, yes.
You can't make it a kind of more ephemeral when you're doing a choir, because I mean the Morgan Choir is so well known. It's like
I'll tell you, we had our big Christmas concert. Every year, we're getting more and more people.
You said you had 1,800 people in the audience.
1,800 people. Wow. Murphy only seats a little over 2,000 only. you know, behind the Lyric and the Meyerhoff, maybe the third largest hall in the city.
That I did not know.
Yes, it's a formidable hall. Every year, for years and years, the Morgan State University Choir's base constituency was the African American Church. Really supported us, great, and that they were the ones who initially came to our concerts and said, "Hey, they're doing some great work now." But over the years, we've expanded our audience through associations, of course, the BSO.
Aaron loves you, and so did Yuri.
Oh yes,
they both, right.
Without a doubt. In fact, we're doing Carmina Burana in June with them.
Mm.
Yes, but again. Our audience is getting, dare I say, more diverse, more geographically far-reaching as people have come away as far away as Chicago to start their Christmas season with the Morgan State University
That's
Choir.
That's phenomenal, Eric.
Oh, I like to think they're coming just to hear the choir, but of course, some of these are parents wanting to hear their children sing too.
Right, still, right. It's got to start someplace.
Exactly.
So you just said something I'm curious for. Hear the next piece you want to play for us. And when you talk about the Morgan State University Choir and how it's playing with the Baltimore Symphony and other symphony orchestras. And, you know, symphony orchestras are having a difficult time no matter what state they're in, just maintaining because of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always wrestling and scratching their heads on how to diversify and expand an audience.
Yes. Well, they made an attempt, I believe, in buying into Soulful Symphony.
Right.
Which was a bold move, that is, to have a resident orchestra in the Baltimore Symphony and to then subsidize yet additional symphony. And of course, we know that if everyone came to every concert, that would only maybe account for maybe 40% of the total budget. That is, again, we have to get corporate support and all that. But again, they tried to get a more diverse audience through Soulful Symphony, and those concerts were very successful.
Yeah.
But I believe, and again, I don't know really the reason because I'm not on the board, but I believe it just was just too expensive to try to support two different orchestras, particularly how small the margins are.
Right, exactly. So, Eric, what do you have for us next?
Well, next is another tune. Again, I don't know whether we need to play the entire tune, but Linus and Lucy, which is, again, when I was in college, at Peabody, I love the Christmas season because I was played piano for many, many Christmas parties. And no matter what your age, whenever I'd play this as a piano solo at the Christmas parties, Lucy and Linus, everyone would just start bouncing around. They're trying to mimic the Charlie Brown special, how they would dance with their heads going back and forth. and it was just...
Oh, it's one of my favorites. Yes. Everybody loves this.
Exactly.
Now, let's enjoy this.
You got to smile.
Yes. Playing this?
Oh, very much so.
I'm sure you do.
My.
Do you play it at home a lot this time of year? Do you just get on the piano?
You know what's really sad? For me to have spent my whole life playing piano, once you get in administration, you get away from your craft. You get away.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I'm going to have this thing called, I have a family.
Right.
Too. Right. So when I get home, my son is jumping all over me. which is a great thing. But I'm just saying, though, that there's only so many hours in a day. And at some point, I put my hours in years ago. But if you had a piano here right now, I'm sure I could play the whole thing.
I'm sure you could.
Without even.
So you don't play every day?
Oh, my, no. No, not like I used to.
That must hurt a little bit not to play every day.
A little, but again.
I mean, you're creating still, but I mean.
Yes. Well, again, for me, the beauty of piano is that you're not just playing a single note like a trumpet or a sax or anything. You can play beautiful music by yourself. However, the glory of being a conductor is you're making music with many people. Even when I was a pianist, I really trained to be an accompanist, always collaborating with other people. And again, you can make wonderful music as a soloist, but I think music is on another level when you're making it with other people, collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And piano is also like one of the things, even though you have to keep up practice, on some levels it's like riding a bike.
Oh, yes.
When it's inside of you, your hands touch those keys.
Yes.
It's in your soul and head.
Yes.
It's there.
Occasionally I'll try to bust a move on the piano. I say, and I can't do it because I haven't been practicing every day.
Right.
You know, but
right. Right. Yeah. But I'm sure you can still roll with it.
Exactly.
So what do we have next, Eric?
Next we have a piece by the Jackson 5. Michael Jackson is maybe I'm 49. He would have been maybe a couple of years older than I, 51, 52 or something, if he were still living. But when I was a child, again, of course, everybody wanted to be like Michael Jackson and dance like Michael Jackson. And we used to have a children's choir at John Wesley United Methodist Church here in Baltimore, North Avenue in Bloomingdale. That's the church where I grew up. And every year we'd have a Christmas presentation. And this one tune was always playing in the background. Give love on Christmas Day. The greatest gift of all is love. So yeah. That says it all.
That does say it all.
Yeah. You know, as we're all running out and getting gifts right now, but the greatest gift that you can give anyone is the gift of love.
There's no question about it.
Yes. And again, he was so young and probably had no idea what he was really saying, singing about. But, I mean, he says it all at that young age.
Yeah, it was amazing. Some of these artists like Michael Jackson, who left too soon, obviously.
Yes.
He had more to create.
Oh,
more
my.
To do,
there's so
more
much
to work
more.
Through.
Yes.
But he and Stevie Wonder both, like, they were both these kids. They
yes.
started as babies, really.
Oh,
12
yes.
years old. You know,
oh, yes.
Singing.
Well, again, God gives you a talent, and it just doesn't pop up when you're 30. I mean, you know your
right.
your whole life. And I tell people we have, again, a music major at Morgan, and you have to audition to be music major. We're accredited by the National Association of Schools of Music. And they said they...
So it's undergrad coming in as a freshman, you have to
audition.
You have to audition.
And that's good.
I mean, that is good.
Well,
yeah.
Everyone thinks they can sing. But how tragic is it for someone to major in music and they really can't sing, but they want to in their heart because everyone tells you to pursue your dreams. But it's in your parents' pocketbook's best interest, and your best interest as far as time, for us to say, look, we're professionals. We believe that maybe you should try something else. And we're not trying to discourage anyone's dreams by any means. The voice is always there. And I think that, and again, at Morgan, anyone listening out there, if you're interested in majoring in music, we have a world-class department.
Yes, you do. No, I absolutely do. I've interviewed so many people who have come through the Morgan State University program and have turned down scholarships to Berkeley and other places just to be able to come to a certain kind of atmosphere to come to Morgan and work.
Yes, and for a nurturing atmosphere.
And for a nurturing atmosphere on top of it all.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes. Our next tune is Nat King Cole. Mm. Again, this seems so commonplace now. I remember when I was 9 years old and got my first tape recorder, cassette tape recorder. Mm-hmm. And the one CD that came with it was Nat King Cole Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I played that over and over again. Of course, everyone his piece, of course, Chestnuts. But this was a lesser-known tune, A Cradle in Bethlehem, from, again, Nat King Cole Christmas.
That voice.
In storm and tempest, heed them until the bell is tolled. Sing sweet and low your lullaby till angels say, Amen. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
Something about that voice.
Mm. Oh, so warm, so comforting.
Yeah, always.
Again, this is a Christmas lullaby. You just can feel like you're back in the womb once again.
That's a great way to put it there. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And he's also a man who was such did such groundbreaking stuff, too. Television, early, when no other black man was doing TV like he was doing.
My.
I mean, he was just like, you know.
And, again, an incredible pianist.
Yes.
An incredible pianist.
Where you started, really.
Exactly.
You started as a pianist.
Exactly. I've seen some old tapes. I think I was born in 63, and I think his big TV specials were late 50s, early 60s, something about then. So but I've seen some old tapes, and just could play incredibly talented.
He was.
Yes.
He was. So see, I'm glad you brought him along.
Well, one might argue that he is the quintessential voice of the quintessential Christmas CD that everyone's trying to recreate.
Huh.
I mean, every tune is a classic, I believe, on his Christmas album.
He's just such a romantic figure. Just looking at his picture, just thinking, but even the way he looked, the way he
very debonair.
Very debonair. That's the word. Debonair is the word. Debonair is the word. So,
next we have a tune that was made famous again. And all these tunes are very. A lot of these are from my 60s and 70s when I was pre-teenager. This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
Oh.
Now, a few years ago, they made a movie, This Christmas, a remake of the song. I think Chris Brown may have sung the tune, and he did a great remix of this. But the original was Donny Hathaway's This Christmas. And again, there are two, I think, camps of Christmas song. There's the slow, nostalgic, of which I've been just basking in right now. But then there's the jubilant, the joyful Christmas. And this is in that category.
This is the joyful.
Yes.
We're here with Eric Conway, of course, who is the director of the Morgan State University Choir and chairperson of the Fine and Performing Arts Department here at Morgan State University. And we're going to go to break listening to Mr. Hathaway. Stay with us.
How much fun it's going to be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. This Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
This is Mark Steiner. Join me for the 12th Annual Annapolis Summit on January the 30th at the Calvert House in Annapolis. It's your turn to question the new governor-elect, Larry Hogan, and Senate President Mike Miller and House Speaker Mike Bush. Be part of the action determining the future of our state. Event details at thedailyrecord.com/Annapolis-summit. And for tickets, the number is 443-524-8101 or claire.sheehan@thedailyrecord.com. Join us for the Annapolis Summit, January the 30th. This is Mark Steiner, another one of our holiday gifts to you. As well, I'd like to think of this series of programs during this lovely holiday week. We're joined by the incomparable Eric Conway, of course, director of the Morgan State University Choir, chairperson of the Fine Performing Arts Department that's exploding all over the place in a good way. I mean that. Yeah, Eric.
Thank you.
A little bit more Charlie Brown?
That was a little more Charlie Brown. Again, the instrumental version of the choral version we heard earlier. Again, like I said, I've played this so many times, just... even in a room, dark room, just
I was about to reflecting, ask you that.
Just yes. Reflecting and saying, "Wow, what a!" And again, I often wonder whether Vince Guaraldi knew that this music was going to catch on and be such a part of our Christmas fabric as it is.
It really has become that, hasn't it?
Yes.
It's like way back in the 30s with White Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
Right. It just became
yes,
right,
part of Americana.
Right. And it is. What you just described. I was about to ask you that question about. I could see that a person who's a pianist and who can play piano, I can't. I wish I could. I study, but I never really stuck with it. Just be able to kind of take a song like this and just be quiet and just play it.
Exactly, and enjoy the lush harmonies. You know, the beautiful thing about music is it transcends politics, transcends religion, and whether you're Muslim. Jewish faith, of course, Christian faith. All these tunes are so beautiful.
Or no faith.
Or no faith at all.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Hey, that's that option as well.
Right.
But these tunes are so beautiful that you just got to stand still and say that the words are so powerful. They're so humanistic, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
It's beautiful. I just love this. So what do you have sliding in here next?
Next we have, well, again, I believe truly I love Nat King Cole's Christmas song, of course, Mel Torme and all that. But Ray Charles, who is, again, another person who represents the American way. I've also wondered why. but you know, Ray Charles, you know, red, yellow, white, or black, you love yourself some Ray Charles.
Can't not. Whether he's doing country western, whether he's doing blues or jazz, whatever it is he's doing.
And he gives an inimitable version of Chestnuts, which I like to share.
Oh, beautiful. I love this piece.
Yes.
Chestnuts roasting on open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. everybody knows. A turkey and some mistletoe. You have to make the season right, yeah. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on the way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on the sleigh. Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from the 92, y'all get me. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I was just thinking that that gravel married to that smoothness.
Oh, yes.
To the church, to jazz, to the juke joint, to the little blues. To
quite a juxtaposition of styles. Yes.
Just can throw it all in there.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. It's gritty.
Yeah. Yes. And romantic.
Yes. You know, yes, yes, yes.
On top of all that.
Yes, yes. Again, as I said, why? How is he able to, how is Ray Charles able to do this? You know, I mean, that's the strength of his artistry, or rather his talent, a right. God-given talent. Yes,
right.
And I often say that when you sing, it's a window into your soul. It's often when you hear somebody's voice and you maybe comment on whether it's good or bad, they take it personally. But the voice is you, as opposed to a trumpet. You're playing through a vehicle or piano, but when you're singing, your voice is you. And
right.
And as a listener, I often say if your heart's not right, you will not be able to communicate the music.
Right. And then absolutely, that's so beautifully said, yeah. Eric. And I think that it's, you know, the voices, like this voice, Ray Charles, the complexity of the man,
yes,
is in this voice.
Yes, yes. But at the end you hear something in his heart that
yeah.
is very genuine.
Right.
Yes.
I'm glad this is great.
Yeah. Years ago, the a cappella sensation, Take Six, came on the scene.
Uh-huh.
And if you were a choral person, you just loved the fact that they could sing all these tight sonorities so well in tune. Well, they teamed up with Stevie Wonder on a remake of a Handel tune, O Thou That Tellest Good Tidings to Zion.
Really? I never
yes.
heard this.
Oh, yes. This is incredible. So this is... Take Six providing the a cappella accompaniment
uh-huh.
with Stevie Wonder singing above them. And it's just an incredible...
No instrumentation.
No instrumentation, no, as I recall.
Yes, we'll yes. find out in a minute.
Yes, exactly.
Thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get up into the high mountain.
say unto the cities of Judah, the glory of the glory of the Lord.
Again, if you really know Handel's original,
yeah,
you say, wow, how could they turn this into something, just a jam session at the end?
Well, you know, I was thinking as the end of this, I've never heard this before.
Yes.
So I was thinking at the end of this piece, where would American music be? Where would music be without the black church?
Oh, my, yes. Yes.
Right?
Oh, without, yeah, yes, without a doubt. And I flinched at first about whether it was a cappella or not, because the bass voice sounds so much like a real bass instrument that it is totally a cappella. It's remarkable.
Man, that was just beautiful. I never heard that before. Take Six.
Yes.
Now I'm going to have to check them out.
Oh, yes. Oh, you don't know the group? No,
I do know the group because my wife loves this group.
Yes.
But I never really paid attention to it as much as I should. Now I will.
Yes, yes.
Don't get mad, Valerie.
But again... One of my favorite Christmas tunes. In fact, I play it all year round. You know, some of this music, sometimes you need a pick-me-up of Christmas music, and I'll just put on Christmas music in July.
Yeah, I understand. Right.
Yes, to get a sense of the joy of the season mid-year.
Right. I need that to pick you up.
Yes.
Keep you rolling.
Exactly.
Keep you going. Right.
Exactly. The next tune we have is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And I often say that sarcastically, when something's going wrong, I say, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But it really, of course, is. And
can be.
It can be.
What we do with it.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Correct. This is on a CD of a collection of different artists, Colors of Christmas. And this one, I love this arrangement. Peebo Bryson, who is a popular...
Oh, amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
A popular, incredible pop voice. And again, often they say you haven't arrived as an artist until you've done a Christmas CD particular that catches. I mean, there's just so many of them. That's
right.
You know, why would you buy another Christmas CD? But if you buy one that's good, if you make one that's good, people are going to buy it. Well, anyway, this is a single of his. Again, the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, I love this. Guess this.
Big band.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Of the year.
Peebo.
And again, and what a great big band sound. You know?
Right. So what do you follow that up with?
Well, a few years ago, there was I guess 10 years now, I'm getting old, time flies, you know, a movie called The Preacher's Wife.
With Denzel Washington. A remake of the movie that was made in the 40s.
Exactly.
Or 30s, whatever that was.
Exactly.
Right.
With Whitney Houston.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And this is one of my favorite. Again, when Whitney was on, she was the voice of her generation. Just the current generation, they've only heard her recently and not in good times, you know, near the end. But she was unquestionably the voice of her generation. And this was originally, I believe, composed piece for this movie, Who Would Imagine a King?
Oh, I remember this in the movie.
Yes.
Yes.
A shepherd or teacher is what you could be. Or maybe a fisherman out on the sea. Or maybe a carpenter building things. But who would imagine a king? It was so clear when the wise men arrived and the angels were singing your name, that the world would be different, 'cause you are alive. That's why heaven stood still to proclaim. One day an angel said quietly, soon he would bring something special to me. And of all of the wonderful gifts he could bring, who would imagine, who could imagine, who
You know, Christmas Eve, Leah Gohmert joined us. And after that, we heard from Milton Duggar, who's an old friend and a crooner in his own right back in the day. And and they both played different pieces by Whitney Houston. Here you come today playing Whitney Houston. I mean, it's in all of our hearts and minds, I think, just thinking about her
this
time of year, her voice, what she gave to all of us.
Oh, how tragic. You know, again, the... In this age of Twitter, within seconds, everyone knew, and reflect in on the breadth of her career.
Just amazing. I'm glad you shared that. I mean, I'm glad we're listening to her a lot.
Yes, yes. It wasn't too long ago.
Right.
That she left us.
Yeah. It was a real, very sad day. Very sad day. And her little girl, that's waiting for her to break out and sing, because when she was on the album with her doing little pieces,
setting the stage.
Yeah,
for
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Showbiz is in her blood.
It is. Dionne Warwick. It's there.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mother and father.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah.
So where do we go next? Who do we go out with for our listeners today? Who we can listen to as we go about our day waiting for this new year to come in?
Well, when you hear the tune, the title, My Favorite Things, of course, you think of...
John Coltrane.
Well, I think of The Sound of Music.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where I went.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. And, of course, My Favorite Things. Of course, this is, you know, on a very shallow level, you think about trying to collect gifts. No, but of course, right. The whole point of the season is to give gifts. But, again, My Favorite Things. And it's interesting that... Luther Vandross placed My Favorite Things on his Christmas CD, and I guess that's appropriate. So we're going to go out with a very up-tempo arrangement of My Favorite Things.
This is great. First of all, let me first thank Eric Conway as we go out, director of the Morgan State University Choir, and, of course, chairperson of the growing and expanding fine and performing arts department at Morgan State University. Mm. It's lovely to see you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For being here. Well, I hope everybody had a great Christmas, having a great Kwanzaa, Hanukkah before, good solstice, and have a happy new year, everybody. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Mm. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I just simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. The girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Tell me the snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.